As a student who was into the New Age, I was seeking deeper spirituality. In my quest for truth, I discovered the truth about Jesus Christ, and now he is my Lord and Savior.
Real life starts now.
This is Real Life Radio Show with On Lay.
I felt alone. I felt lost. I felt scared.
Real stories.
I was so desperate in living such a dark and callous life.
Real people.
I was thinking there was no purpose for my life. There's no reason for me to be here.
Real problems.
I told my dad, if you try to take these drugs, I'm going to kill you.
One solution. God.
Hope is a person, and his name is Jesus.
And now your host, On Lay.
Hi, this is Evangelist On Lay. Welcome to the Real Life Radio Show. We're going to talk to real people who had real problems but found answers in a real God. Lately, we've been talking about the fact that many students are having a decline in religion or ascribing to religion, but a huge increase in ascribing to spirituality, specifically liberal New Age beliefs. In U.S. colleges and universities, you can see that those who prescribe to religion, the graph declines from freshman to senior year, but there's an increasing graph to those who are looking for spiritual quests, looking for meaning, purpose, and higher levels of perception and reality. Now, could someone who's seeking New Age spiritual beliefs ever return back to their age-old religion? Well, in our last show, we had Diego Hinojosa share with us how he was a student in medical school pursuing a future in medicine in America. He described how he grew up in a good family with religious ties to the Catholic faith. But as he went to school, he met friends who introduced him to partying, alcohol, and eventually he got into the heavy use of marijuana. In school, he started to pursue more spiritual questions. He sought out these New Age beliefs he found on YouTube. He studied them so much that he became a teacher to others about these New Age beliefs and practices. He believed in things as law of attraction, lucid dreaming, astral projection. He even got into ideas of reincarnation and believing that he came from alien descent and that he was part of an alien generation. As he was teaching online, he met a strong Christian. That Christian shared the gospel with him and he was convicted. He started wondering, is he the one teaching false things? He began to search for truth, and he's going to tell us more about this today. And today he would tell you that he's convinced that Jesus Christ is his Lord and Savior. Diego, welcome back to the show.
Thanks again.
Diego, it's great having you back on the show. Now, I want to hear more because you are discovering faith for yourself. You were challenged with your New Age beliefs, this Christian guy you met online. And tell me, what did you do from that point?
So that conversation lasted at least 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's not normal on that website. He really intrigued me. We're just going back and forth, you know, just sharing what we believed in. Mm. And the more he talked about, you know, the Bible and Jesus, it really made me think. It really made me think of my whole life perception and what I'm doing.
That's interesting though, Diego, because like, did you kind of want to like maybe attack him a little bit? Or did you have some maybe preconceived notions of what this guy would even try to tell you? Or it sounds like you're open to this guy.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think a lot of people do have that kind of reaction to attack or to refute something like that. But in my case, I never had any negativity towards God or anything. I just wasn't aware of it. I didn't know. I didn't have enough knowledge about it.
Okay.
So that's how it was easy to fall into this trap because I thought this was the truth.
Interesting.
Yeah. But then when he started talking about Jesus, like, I've never heard of this. What is this Jesus you talk about? So, you know.
Wow.
Because even though I did grow up in the Catholic faith, I had very, very superficial knowledge about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I barely knew that Jesus died on the cross. I didn't even know any of that.
Wow. So here you're hearing it, and you're hearing the gospel. He's telling you that Jesus died on the cross for your sins.
Yeah, he was talking about that and about his testimony. And, you know, he had like a vision of hell and judgment day and all these things that sound scary if like you don't know what's going on. Like, whoa, that's serious. So after that conversation, it was real late. It was like 2 a.m. I had to go straight to sleep.
Yeah,
I couldn't continue doing my business without learning more about what he told me.
Oh, wow.
Because it just wouldn't leave me. Like, I had to find out, what did he say? You know, I can't just forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I go back on YouTube, and I just look up, and I don't know how I found it, but I found so many testimonies of people coming to Jesus, especially those that came from the New Age movement. And I would just watch hours and hours and hours of their stories, probably for 3 days.
That's amazing.
It blew my mind. Absolutely blew my mind. I couldn't deny that this was the truth. I felt the conviction. I knew that I was in the wrong, and I asked God for forgiveness.
Wow, so you started talking to God at this point.
Yeah, yeah. At this point, I was like, okay, God is real. God is obviously speaking to me. I had no doubts about that. And I gave my life to Jesus and I haven't looked back since.
That's amazing. So you're convinced. What kind of changes happened at this point? Because remember, we're going from a place where you believe in aliens and a greater purpose, you know, in that way.
Yeah.
How is this beginning to change now for you?
Oh, wow. It's a pretty big question. It changed my whole life completely. But of course, that was a gradual process.
Right.
But yeah, I guess one of the main things that really changed was when I was believing that I was, you know, from a different planet or law of attraction,
right,
that I was the creator of my own life, that I was essentially my own God.
Wow.
That's what they teach.
Right.
And compared to following Jesus, I now am a servant of him. I don't put myself above him. I had to humble myself to listen and follow what he has planned for me instead of me following my own plan.
Wow. Did you find that better, though? Would you say, looking back, it's better? Because some people would say, well, how is that better? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How is that better?
Oh, no, it's 100% better. Because once you realize that God is good and he created us for a purpose, I want to know what that good purpose is for my life.
I see.
And I trust him because he's faithful, you know?
I see. So instead of making yourself by what you believe, it's now understanding that you have value and just finding it out and seeking that, what God has for you. Is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
His plan's way better than a plan that I could ever imagine for myself, because he knows everything, right?
And you learned that from your relationship with him, is that right?
Exactly. This is all in the scriptures. It's not based on some random article or some random YouTube guy. Because I know that it's so different, right? The Bible's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like night and day. I was in the darkness and I didn't even know it.
Yeah, the number one selling book in the world still today.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. How does life in Christ compare to what you were seeking before with, you know, luck? I understand that you even got into tarot cards and psychics. How did all of that change for you?
Yeah, it's really just putting God first in everything in my life instead of relying on sources or resources outside of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because before I did go to a psychic to seek some kind of wisdom, I guess, in my life.
Yeah.
Tarot cards. Yeah, that's also popular, especially online.
Wow.
You know, people rely on these cards to tell them how their future is going to come.
Wow.
And it's crazy. So, yeah, I just realized that all that is just not from God. I'll say this. People may say that's not real. Definitely is real.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not from him. It's from the other side of spirituality, you know.
How did you discover that? And, you know, looking back now, how do you know it's like, whoa, that was definitely bad. That was deceptive. But Christ is good. How did you come to that conclusion?
Yeah. Well, I think the most straightforward answer is in the scriptures.
I see.
More specifically, I remember reading Deuteronomy. I think it was in chapter 18.
Yeah.
It talks all about literally line by line, all the things I was practicing.
Wow.
You know, like following the omens, which would be, I guess, horoscopes today, or psychic mediums, you know, psychics.
Right.
I was doing sorcery, divination. It all ties in together.
Wow. My friend, my final question is, would you say you're happier as an individual today?
Yeah, for sure. But I will want to differentiate, you know, being happy is like a temporary feeling, right? That's what the New Age, you can be happy, elevate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've noticed like eternal joy in Jesus. It's life, like you've received true love through Jesus, true peace, wisdom, guidance.
Wow.
It really changes your heart, your whole perspective on life.
Mm.
Instead of just practicing these methods to make your life quote unquote happier, you're actually being fed spiritual truth.
Wow.
And it leads to life. Now, obviously my life's not 100% happy, but in those moments where I'm not, I have joy in having a relationship with Jesus.
Amen. Diego, thanks so much for sharing with us your obvious change of heart, your views. Truly, Jesus has changed your life and it's so different. Thanks so much for joining us today. We really do appreciate you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Hold tight. I'll be right back right after this short break.
Did you know that just $10 a month can reach up to 1,000 more listeners to our show, where their lives can be inspired and transformed by the power of the gospel? We need your help. We are a nonprofit ministry and we need your support today. Let me tell you how God is using this show to touch so many hearts. We often hear how someone was just driving in their car, heard our show, and related to someone's story, and God touched their heart. They received Jesus into their life that day. You can donate to our ministry through our website at www.therealliferadioshow.com. where you can make a one-time donation or make a monthly commitment. You can also support us by getting our merch through our website. You can buy t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, mugs, and more. Every donation helps, whether it's $3 a month or $100 a month. Thank you so much for your support and prayers. Now back to the show.
More Real Life starts now.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go deeper into what you just heard. So what do you think about this? Diego's story is a very relatable story because I think all of us are on a search to know our identity, to know who we truly are and what is the purpose in our lives. And it sounds like Diego was searching for those things. He was searching for more understanding, more power to change his life. New Age promised him the future, promised him all these things that he was looking for, promised him that he was special. But in the end, he realized that he was teaching false things and he discovered the real thing. He discovered Jesus. But how do we know that Jesus, the one that Diego shared with us, is the truth? It's written in ancient scriptures in John chapter 14, 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, I know I shared this verse a lot, but look at this. Jesus claims he is the truth. But how do you know what's true? What is truth? You see, if you don't know the truth, then everything you perceive and see might be a lie. Have you thought about that? Diego was looking for the purpose of his life. He spent years learning and learning all these spiritual beliefs. He was like a little guru. But as he heard about Jesus, it was different. He realized that maybe he wasn't preaching the truth and that Jesus was the truth. Well, because Jesus, being the Son of God, is the truth, and the truth always endures the test of time. That's how you know it's the truth. It's written in John chapter 16, 13. "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, and he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." You see, when Diego met Jesus, beloved, he received the Spirit of truth. And that was what illuminated his understanding of who he truly was, of what his purpose in life was. What about you? Do you know the truth? Do you know the truth of who God is? Because when you do, when you realize the truth, everything changes. How you view things, how you perceive life, you will know the truth of who you truly are. Beloved, it took me time to find out the truth about myself. It took me time, and it wasn't just sitting there meditating on some mountain. It was knowing Jesus Christ, and it was him simply telling me who I was. Lord Jesus, I'm praying for the person saying, "This is me. This is me. I don't know who I am." Father, I'm praying for that person who's saying that in their heart. Lord Jesus, bring your illumination right now. Jesus, you are the light of the world. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. I hope you were blessed by this testimony, and I know that your life was touched.
If you want to know more about us or to make a tax-deductible donation, please check us out at www.therealliferadioshow.com. See you next time.